I wanted to run out of that tunnel to prove to everyone
prove
that I worked.
What?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
Tired, 14 days, 13 days, whatever the hell it is, don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path. And this is interesting too. When you talk to people that went to SEAL training that didn't make it, most of the time it's some reason. 80, 90% of the people that don't make it through SEAL training, they didn't make it through because they quit.
Now, each one of you has the capacity to be a rogue elephant, because you know something? There's nothing holding us back except the limitations we have in our own mind. That elephant is in reality unstoppable. And the most important goal that you can develop, the most important quality or characteristic that you can develop for happiness and success, is to be unstoppable yourself. Is to think of yourself as unstoppable. Because whatever you say to yourself and believe over and over again, you start to believe as a reality. You start to walk it and talk it and act it. So what you say is, I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it.
And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
We've been working out hard in the gym for a month, but we haven't seen any results. So we get all fucking down and poop your pants, shit. You study for 30 minutes for a fucking test, and you didn't do as well as you thought. What the fuck did you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. In life, it's never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of, shit, man, I'm outworking the crowd. I'm outworking everybody. I'm doing more. It's not until then, once you get there, that's when you fucking know you've done enough.
Every day I get up, I understand. It's somebody in the free world that's looking at me to see if I'm gonna keep going. And so I can't quit. And so I went back to school the next week after they had just saved my life. I was back in class. I had to learn how to write all over again. Had to learn how to walk all over again. Had to learn how to tie my shoe all over again. Had to learn how to bathe all over again. Had to learn how to live life all over again. Never one time did I say, let me go home. I need a break.
When everything goes dark in your life, when those people who you thought would be there for you forever suddenly leave you, when your dreams fall apart in front of your face, and anyone you come across tells you you're not going to make it, when it seems like things couldn't get any worse, I need you to dig deep. I need you to find that power deep within you that won't be denied.
No matter how dire the situation, no matter how insurmountable the obstacles, you keep moving forward. You keep walking toward your dreams, no matter what. This relentless pursuit, this unyielding drive, is what separates the victors from the vanquished.
It's not about the intensity of your battles, but the strength of your response. It doesn't matter how cautious or careful you are. Life will always hit you in the face. It's going to hurt like hell. But the question is, how hard can you hit back? How hard can you fight back? How much of a fight are you willing to put up for your dreams?
I didn't come this far to just break down and lose now. I'm a winner. I'm going to win. I'll do whatever the hell it takes to get through this.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody.
Because if you really care about it like you say you do, you don't fold at the first, second, third, or even the 22nd time something or someone tries to knock you down and stop you on your path to greatness. No, you keep destroying everything in your path until you get exactly what it is you want. and you stop at nothing to reach it.
You get so laser focused that you get very specific on what you're doing to make progress. You know exactly what you're doing on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. You know precisely how to make your situation better every day of the week.
You turn your tragedy into triumph, because that's what winners do. They don't just dream, they do. Winners take their plans, their goals, their visions, and turn them into action. They're not paralyzed by fear or doubt. They're propelled by determination and drive. Winners don't fall apart. Winners don't give up. Winners don't quit. Winners execute.
I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You analyze it too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I don't know if this is going to work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit.
Every one of my successes is stacked on top of failure. Failure is just another peg in the ladder for me to go higher. And some of you in this room today, you need to change your mind, because some of you are thinking about giving up because you're in a season of failure. But just because you failed doesn't mean that God doesn't have a bright future in store for you. It is always too soon to quit.
I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't get tired. I can't give up. I can't give in. I can't. Why? My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me. When you ain't got nothing left in your tank, you gotta think about the people in your life that you're doing this for. And then if you can think about them, you can go one more mile. You can go one more day at work. When you're doing it for somebody else, when you like that lion, if I don't grind, if we don't grind, if I don't grind, they don't eat. I wish I could tell you, you tired, go take a break. I wish I could tell you it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's gonna get lighter. The weight is gonna get light. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you gotta find something within. You gotta find something within. And that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. And when you find out what your why is, when you find your why, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen.
But none of this is ever gonna happen if you quit.
Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up. Well, I'm up and I am fired up because I have figured it out. And I can stay down or I can get my ass up. And I'm in the getting up business.
When all hell is breaking loose in your life, you got to take a stand. You got to stand up against all the negativity that's consuming you and surrounding you. And you got to create a new reality for yourself. You have got to fight for a different outcome for you and your dreams.
This is not the end. This is your new beginning. You have the power to change your story. No one and no obstacle can take that away from you.
You just got to keep moving forward. If you're feeling hurt, keep moving. If you're crying, keep moving. If you don't know what's going to happen, keep moving. I just need you to keep the momentum going. And not sit down and feel sorry for yourself. You might not see it right now, but all this crap you're dealing with now, you're gonna be glad it happened. You'll feel fortunate that it all went bad, because what you're gonna learn in this process is that these situations are gonna make you into an unstoppable beast.
When the world tells you it's over, when it seems like there's no way out, that's when you fight the hardest. That's when you prove to yourself and everyone else that you have what it takes. You show that no matter how dark it gets, you will find a way to shine.
Whenever you feel negative, whenever you feel your life is getting tough, I want you to say, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for my life. I'm responsible for what happens. I can't change the past, so I'm not going to spend a single second worrying about what has happened. I'm going to become so busy working on my future and my goals that I don't have time to think about the past.
You don't become a beast when all is going well. There has to be pressure. There has to be pain. There has to be darkness.
I've always thought of life as like this one-way street, and you head down, and as you do, it sort of disappears behind you. You can't go back once you've started this damn journey. You can only go forward. So you got two choices. One, you get scared, you give up, and then you burn up. And the second one,
you say, forget.
Fudge it! Fudge fear!
And you barrel through it! And when you come out on the other side, I guarantee you, you're going to be stronger than you ever thought possible.
Come on, you need to remember, this is not the first time you cried. This is not the first time you were hurt. This is not the first time you didn't have enough money. This is not the first diagnosis that came up from behind.
I need you to evaluate yourself and ask yourself the question, how are you wired? When you have a trial or a tribulation, how are you wired? When you hear the word no, does it break you? I'm wired differently. I get excited. I love no. I love it. It turns me on. No, Eric, I'll be back. I'll be stronger when I come back.
Don't shun the no. Every no, you take the no and you recycle it. You hold on to it. You embrace every no, and you let each no make you callous to no. You get so strong that when you hear no, it turns you on.
There's going to be some scars. The scars going to come. You might as well get blessed by the scars. They're going to come. There's going to be scars. There's going to be defects. There's going to be problems. You running from the blessing. There's going to be scars. There's going to be some hiccups. We're going to take some L's. We're going to get hurt. We're going to cry.
We all go through it. You think you're the only one? Some of you, though, you let your pain pump you. You let your pain make you quit.
If you get past it on the other side of it, it's going to be phenomenal.
I don't want to go through this process, but nevertheless.
Hold on. I don't care how long it takes you to finish school. Hold on. I don't care how long it takes you to pass that bar exam. So what, you didn't pass it on the first time? You keep going. You keep studying it. You keep writing. You keep singing. You keep rapping. You keep boxing. You keep fighting. You keep dribbling. You just keep on keeping on. And if you persevere, trouble don't last always. Every storm that's come, it will pass.
What do you do when your battle chooses you?
Life is not always easy. In fact, some of you today, you're here and you're going through the toughest season of your life. There will be seasons where we will suffer. There will be seasons of real pain. And the question is, how will you respond in those moments?
What's your why? You need a why. Why do you need a why? Because some days you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I'll push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Get up. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why.
You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you.
As you're going through your go-through and you ready to quit, you ready to give in because it don't look like you think it should look. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. You got knocked on the ground. You had absolutely nothing to do with that. And I'm not blaming you for that. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If I come back a year later, you still on the ground? That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated. Pain ain't permanent. Your pain ain't permanent. You can get through this. You're bigger than your pain. You're better than that.
I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now, whatever it is. I want you to say, I can beat it. I will beat it. I must. I got a family to live for. I ain't through yet. My life ain't over yet. There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for it. You don't need no support for it. There's something in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this.
Nothing can stop you. The only thing that can stop you is you. No situation, no circumstance, no piece of adversity can define your life. Never let a circumstance define.
And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumber. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. We don't run. We gonna stand, we gonna live, and we gonna die by what we stand for, and everybody gonna know what we represent and what we're a part of.
I got staying power. I got staying power.
Be encouraged today. That no matter what you walk through, no matter how broken your marriage is, no matter how many times you fail,
there is within you a spirit that is greater than whatever is going on.
your way through this battle. Fight your way through cancer. Fight your way through that academic struggle. Fight your way through divorce. Fight your way through it. If you are willing to fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football, I'm telling you, at the end of the fight is going to come victory.
What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through? Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. See, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's just something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
Life can throw you some curves. And it's not just the things that you see coming, but sometimes it's the things that you didn't see coming that hit you out of nowhere, that set you back in such a way that it seems like you can't get over. And you've reached your limit, and your bandwidth is full. You already said, I can't take another thing. And then out of nowhere, here comes something you didn't see coming, and you're in it.
And in your homes, somewhere in your heart, these words are echoing. Am I going to make it?
When you get into a tight spot and everything goes against you until it seems that you cannot hold on for a minute longer, never give up then, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn. There are times when your energy feels so depleted that you want to give up, that it looks just totally impossible. And I can tell you from my own personal experience, don't give up then. That's when you've got to fall forward, when life is kicking dirt in your face. Don't give up then. That's when most people turn back.
As long as you're alive, there is hope.
You're still alive. You're still here.
It's never too late, and it's never too dark, and we can always turn things around.
There's going to be bad days, there's going to be dark days, but you got to embrace it, because that pain is what makes you stronger.
Pain is the high cost of growth. If you want to grow up, you want to be mature, there is no way to do it without pain. You can't grow up on easy street. And the very thing that discourages you is the very thing that develops you.
Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive.
You have the opportunity to show the world what you are really made of.
And there are those of you were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you. And you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You were there.
I didn't quit because people didn't understand. I worked harder, but people didn't support me. You better grind, because if you don't, you will be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life. Whatever it is, you'll be stuck there. Why don't I get something for it? You ain't got to have the best hand in life. You ain't got to start with the two-parent background. You ain't got to start with wealth. You ain't got to start with your parents graduated. It's not the hand that you dealt. It's how you play your hand.
When people die, or people get sick, or something happens in your life, if all you're doing it for is a car and a house, that can stop you. But if you're doing it for your mom, for your siblings, for your family, for your community, nothing can stop you. You cannot be broken. When you have an intrinsic goal, when you're doing it because you value it, when you're doing it because you can, when you're doing it because it represents who you are, when it's internal, nothing can stop you. No mountain, no trial, no tribulation, nothing can stop you when it's deeper than just money and stuff. I can.
I will. I will. I must. I must. It's going to rain sometimes. I will. I will. You're going to feel discouraged sometimes. I will. I will. No matter what the obstacle, I will. I will. I will. I will. I will. I must. I must.
What
What's that thing that's going to pump you up and get you over that mountain? What's going to pump you up and get you past that disease? What's going to pump you up and get you past bankruptcy? What's going to pump you up and get you to the other doggone side? Despite the circumstance, you can win. Despite the adversity, you can win. I'm trying to tell you, you can win. I'm trying to tell you, I don't care how big the giant is, you can win. I want you to go in confidence that you've never had before. And every giant in your life, slay him. You go back and slay him. Don't kill him, slay him.
We know the battle ahead. We know the journey ahead is going to get tough. We know we're going to face obstacles. We know it's going to be some discomfort. We know they're going to try to break us. We know they're coming for us. We know that's going to happen already. So let's make up in our mind before the battle that we're going to be victorious.
The dog came from what I went through. That the dog didn't come from school. The dog didn't come from getting a PhD. The dog didn't come from getting these big checks. That's not where the dog came from. Nobody ever told them to dream. Nobody ever told them that DNA is in their dream. We told them that their DNA is in their money.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you're thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, come on, man, who are they? When they tell you you're not gonna make it, don't believe them, man. Don't believe them. You got to be relentless.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
Quitting guarantees the failure. Once you quit, it rules out any chance of succeeding. The mere waking up every day, putting the next foot in front of the next foot, at least keeps you in the game.
But you can choose in the midst of all of this that's going on to be happy in spite of life's challenges. See, a lot of us, because of our limited vision of ourselves, a lot of us who begin to focus on problems and enable them to overwhelm us, we begin to think that we have no options. We begin to believe that there's no way out. Well, guess what? There's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. I paid too much. Listen to me, I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. I will greet this day with love in my heart, and I will overcome evil. Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining, stop crying. Nobody cares. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you. This is not an opposition.
I don't care if you've been beaten to the floor, if your legs are too tired to lift that weight. Break through that barrier and create new ones for you and for others to show off. Get back up and live life.
I'm unstoppable. This will not get me down. You've got to make those kind of declarations to yourself.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
You must have patience and engage in consistent action. We live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where people want instant gratification. They want it right now. No, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's a system that if you work the system, it works if you work it. But make no mistake about it, it's hard. You are the determining factor. The people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's you that you must take personal responsibility to make it happen. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it
it's worth it. Write down five reasons of why it is worth it for you to become a diamond, to experience that level of achievement. What is it that will give you the drive? What is it that will ignite the courage in you to get up and come back again and again and again? How is it that you would be able, what reasons that can tap in to that deep down feeling that goes to your gut, that no matter how many times you get knocked down, that you're coming back?
Life happens. The unexpected. The uncalled for. The unintentional. We've been damaged emotionally. Damaged spiritually.
It may be your business. It may be your heart that is broken today. It may be the number in your bank account that is screaming, you are broke.
You can break physically. You can break mentally. You can break your heart. You can break your spirit. And all of those are going to leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory, or can be the mark of defeat.
It is staying with the breaking that produces the blessing. It is not what you go through that determines where you end up. It's who you listen to. Because I think right now, you are walking through a valley between two voices. One is wisdom, one is worry. One is gratitude, one is grumbling. One is blame, one is faith.
Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance for you to give up and for you to fall apart, but there's also opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get better.
Whatever experience you're having right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. Sometimes you have to just back up and go within yourself and pray and meditate. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point. Don't operate while you are under the spell or the effect of what's going on. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you. You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively, to be depressed, to beat yourself up over the head, to feel loaded with guilt. You don't have to make any effort to do that. Your mind is on automatic. It will do that by itself. But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back.
And some of you have allowed adversity to make you stop. And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. Execute, execute, execute. In the midst of adversity, execute.
You're going to work through this. You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong. And if you can work through your pain, I'm guaranteeing you, on the other side is a reward.
How many more nights of sleep you going to lose running around complaining about your life?
Stop being a lazy, bum-ass person that's full of excuses, sitting around on the pity potty, coming up with every excuse in the world as to why you ain't winning. You are the reason you're not winning. You are the reason you look the way you look. You are the reason you're unemployed. You are the reason why your surroundings are so dysfunctional and negative. It's a choice. You have thought your way into a depression.
If the lion is the king of the jungle, how can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest because that's a cheater. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does the lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant.
When a lion walks up and sees an elephant, he thinks lunch. An elephant thinks run. Because when a male lion walks up, he may be outnumbered by a pack of hyenas, but I'm king of my jungle because of my mentality.
Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody talks positive about themselves. Everybody talks like you're a beast. You dress like you're a beast.
But then when it's time to do what beasts do, you back up. You have an excuse. What's going to separate you is when it's beast time, when it's war time, you got to get up and make it happen.
Why was Michael and Kobe who they were? Tom Brady, Dwayne Wade, Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, all these guys. Not because of their physical gifts. Yes, it had a lot to do with it. It's up in here.
It's their mental toughness. Decide, commit, act, succeed, repeat.
That idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now. So stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it and debating the pros and cons of it. Start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen here and now.
It takes commitment. It takes discipline. These are all things that you need to have, because let me tell you this. When you do, magic is going to start to happen, baby. You start to move forward and achieve that thing. You start respecting yourself more. You start carrying yourself differently and think that you can take on the fucking world. But it all starts with honesty. Ask yourself what you've been lying to yourself about and do everything in your power to go out and change it. It ain't easy to do, but I promise you, it'll be worth it.
I want you to say, the reason I'm not as amazing yet, because I hit the snooze button. That's why I'm not amazing right now. I'm not amazing because I couldn't get up early enough because I told myself I'm not an early person. I'm not amazing because I'm lazy. I'm not amazing because I would prefer to make excuses than make adjustments. That's why I'm not amazing. When you cut this off, I want you to go look yourself in the mirror and I want you to vow to be amazing. I want you to vow that no more excuses. From this day forward, I'm not just going to be getting pumped up. I'm not just going to be fired up. And I'm about to start applying. The difference between people who talk about it and people who do it is one simple word, application. They hear it, and they don't just hear it, they digest it. And when they digest it, boom, they do something with it.
Life is not easy at all. There's going to be challenges. You're going to get beat down. That's the way life is.
So you sort of put a mask on your face and you go home and lay in your bed when no one's looking at you, when you don't have to impress anybody and you're yourself. And fear comes in. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future and it scares you. Just that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope?
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now you can either accept that or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem and you solve the next one.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
You have to get up.
Life is hard sometimes. Easy, it's not an option. But it's worth fighting. It's worth believing. It's worth giving yourself a chance. It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up. It's worth it. You can do it. You can do it.
There's problems that we go through that cause stress, worry, anxiety, and fear. But you might be in the battle of your life. I want to encourage you. It's not about what's happening around you. It's always about what's happening inside of you.
Just because you feel afraid doesn't mean you have to be afraid. Just because you feel discouraged doesn't mean you have to be discouraged. Just because you have fear doesn't mean fear has to have you.
I don't care how dark it looked for you. I don't care what they'd have said to you.
I don't care what the verdict is. I don't care what the haters say. It ain't over. No matter what happens to you, it ain't over. Ain't no such a thing as over.
The sentence out of your mouth is a story that you are putting out. I'm not gonna make it. I quit. Let's get a divorce. Business is never coming back. We've lost too many people. I've made too many mistakes. I'm a failure. Nobody can help me. I've done too many bad things. I don't know what's coming out of your mouth, but it's a death sentence. We have to make sure that whenever I feel, when I think a death sentence, I must speak a life sentence. Oh, I'm feeling the sentence of death. I'm feeling the thoughts of anxiety. I'm feeling the thoughts that I'm done. I feel like I've been used and it hurts and it's difficult. But when that happens, I start speaking out a life sentence. No, I'm just gonna keep showing up. No, I'm gonna get back up. The righteous man, he falls 7 times, but he gets back up.
Some of you have been knocked out by life and you got up and saw the blood. He hit me. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back. Recycle your pain. Get something from it. You already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness.
You ask the bro, what do you want? Man, I want to be diamond. Tell me something I don't know. Everybody wants it. But the raw reality of it is everybody don't get it. And the crazy thing is, if you want it, you can get it. It's not like somebody is stopping you, holding a gun to your head and telling you you can't get it. It's a matter of will. It's a matter of hard work. It's a matter of sacrifice. It's a matter of dedication. It's a matter of commitment.
The difference is not the genetic code, the potential. It's a guy that's willing to get knocked down, finally tested on fortune, stand back up, the perseverance to see it through, the never say die attitude.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. At the end of pain is success. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as that breath in your nostrils, boo, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up.
The only person that's going to make a drastic change in your life, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, the only person that is going to dig you out of your hole is who?
You. You have to do it for you.
You've got to become courageous to stand up within yourself, to face it and step forward.
We all get a taste of that victim mentality, the why me? You can become the victim of the situation or the victor of the situation. You need to be the master of your emotions, not let them affect you. You're the dictator. You're the captain of your boat, whether you let things affect you in a negative way or a positive way. I don't lose. I only win or learn. In life, there's only winning or learning. All your problems become gifts once you learn from them.
Stop looking at your stomach when you get out of the shower and your body and complaining about the way you look when you're eating everything in sight and never going to the gym. You just have to wake up. You just have to break that negative spirit. You have to break through all of that shit that you're carrying.
You want to improve? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet or start a new business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or an app? Where do you start? You start right here. When do you start? You start right now.
You gotta have the mentality to show up every day of your life, no matter what life throws at you. It's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for fucking battle.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
The savage mindset, if things are going bad, guess what they do? Quitting's out of the question. All they think about is how the fuck am I gonna get through this? There's no quitting, it's just get through and thrive, not survive.
You gotta get comfortable being uncomfortable. Every day you have to do this. Because why? When you stop doing it, you don't just maintain it. If you stop shooting a gun, you're not gonna be a great shot when you pick a gun up a year from now. The only way to keep from getting rusty is to constantly oil that motherfucking machine. The machine is this. You gotta keep challenging every day.
No one wants to grind. They just want the end result. You can't get the end result without the grind. You gotta crave that end result so intensely that the work becomes irrelevant. But if you really want to set some goals and you're willing to do what it takes, and sacrifice to put yourself around that and not worry about what everybody else is going to say, not worry about hurting feelings.
You're guaranteed success in whatever you do.
Most of the time, we don't have someone there to keep us in line, to make us do push-ups and give us a good swift kick in the ass when we slack off. What we have to do is we have to be our own sergeant to hold the highest standards and allow no slack.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
Stop waiting for something to move you and move yourself.
You're your biggest problem. Everything is external that moves you. Now I want you to start moving yourself internally. I want you to be able to push your buttons and not let anything else push your buttons. You gotta move you every single day. If you get to a point in your day and you're down and out, if you get to a point in your day and you're exhausted, you get to a point in your day and you're not feeling it, you can stop right there and change the mood. Nobody control your mood. You control your mood. You control your feelings.
I don't care how small it is. I don't care how minuscule the movement is, but make movement. Move forward and do that every single day, no matter what, including today. You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got unless you get up and start getting after it today.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and stopped playing the blame game. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go. Get up. Go to class. Get up. Do your homework. Work on your gift. It was given to you, but you gotta hone it.
When you want to become a diamond, your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationships, the decisions that you make, how you spend your time, your energy, all of it changes. See, this is something that you can't be in this business. This business has to be in you.
You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different.
It's one thing to talk about your destiny. It's one thing to dream about your destiny. But it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up. To say no to that party. Saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make. Saying no when your body said stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Yup, it's tough. It's hard. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to grind, but I can tell you this. It will be worth the sacrifice if you can grind your way through it.
Those days that you don't want to do anything? Where you're too tired, too sore, you just don't feel like it? Those days? Those are the days that count. When you have those feelings, it's even more important to step up and get some. If you've got something to do, don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't do that. Don't voluntarily do anything tomorrow that you should be getting done today. Get it done today. Don't wait. Attack it, destroy it, and move on.
Every single day when you wake up, you got two options. You can look at the clock and hit the snooze. You can look at that snooze button, boom. You can hit the snooze button and go back to bed and dream about what you want to have. Or you can look at that snooze button, kick that clock, and get up and go pursue your dreams. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you're going to have to act like you got all the energy in the world. Why? Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
Greatness will cost you something. It's going to cost you some time. It's going to cost you some energy. It's going to cost you some sacrifice. It's going to cost you some resources. It's going to cost you some hours of your life laying down, paying the price, going the extra mile, doing what other people are not willing to do. Greatness is not cheap. Greatness always costs more. That's why there's not many people who achieve greatness. They're not willing to pay the price.
That's the kind of attitude you need. That's the attitude of a winner, is I will do whatever it takes.
Every decision you make, the decisions you make on Monday, the decisions you make on Tuesday, the decisions you make on Wednesday, if you decide to hit the snooze button, what you're doing is you're 10 minutes away from your goal now. You just went backwards. So whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, whatever your destiny is, your decisions have to be in alignment with them. Now, if you want to be broke for the rest of your life, keep doing what you're doing. But if you want something different in life, you got to do something different.
You got to go all in. And mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
And the reason why some of you are not where you're supposed to be, you're giving yourself an option. You're giving yourself an out. You're giving yourself an excuse. But you have what it takes to do it. And the problem with some of you in this room, you don't have no drive. You ain't got nothing pushing you. You have no reason. You better find one before you get out of here today.
You don't belong at the bottom. And it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. You are a royal priesthood. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live.
There's a kind of instinct that you need to be on the lookout for. And this one is a liar. This one is a saboteur. This one is a backbiter. This is the instinct that says, you've had enough. You've given it your best shot. You can stand down. You can back off. This is the instinct that says, it's okay to stop. It's okay to settle. It's okay to give up. You can rest now. That's the instinct that's a defense mechanism. It wants to give you an out. And that is the instinct you need to fight. You need to push back, to smash into the ground.
Don't negotiate with weakness. You're in charge.
You know what I hear? I hear the clock ticking. Time waits for no man. Life goes by, and it goes by quick. Don't waste those years. Don't waste them. Live them. Back off? Negative. Not happening. In fact, I'm stepping it up. No complacency. No complacency. No backing off. No slack whatsoever. Bring it. Fight. Fight that ticking clock with everything you got. And the earlier you get in the game and get on track, the better life you're going to have. Healthier, wealthier, stronger, smarter, better. Go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. I get up and get out of bed. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. The desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights, sprint the hill, get out of bed, get things done. And by simply going through the motions, you stayed on the righteous path, the disciplined path, which is right where you know that you belong.
Get up! Go to class! Get up! Do your homework!
You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there! I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
Your life is exactly what you wanted. Because every day,
You've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice. You've made the choices.
And what I need you to do for me is, why are you here? And then take ownership of why you're here.
So you control you.
We don't have forever. Let's not act like it.
We're all going to die. And so I don't act like I'm gonna live forever. So every opportunity I get, I murder it.
Process driven. I love it. I'm about that life. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. When I want to get up, when I don't. When I feel like it and I don't feel like, why? Because I'm process driven. I'm not feelings driven. Champions are not feeling driven. Champions don't get up when they want to. And if we're gonna be champions, process driven.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
If you grind on Monday, and you grind on Tuesday, and you grind on Wednesday, but you chill on Thursday, and you chill on Friday, and they grind on Thursday, and they grind on Friday, sooner or later they're gonna catch you.
Told every kid in America that tell me they're coming for me, you're gonna work hard for it.
Because I'm gonna find out what the benchmarks are. I'm gonna reach the benchmarks. I'm gonna sell that thing.
You will not outwork me. I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day to become a victor and not a victim.
This is the part where life demands that you make a vow, come hell or high water, that you're willing to pay the price, where you earn your spot with effort, with sweat, with blood, with tears. It's time to test your will, your endurance, your heart, to test your limits.
What gets you out of bed? What gets you off the couch? What gets you in the gym? It's not your alarm. It's not your parents. It's not your friends. It's you. The only one that can make it happen for you is you.
It's really hard to be led by your butt. But I'm not qualified. But I'm not good enough. But I'm not smart enough. But I didn't go to the right school. But I don't have enough money. But if you're ever going to step into your future, if you're ever going to step into your destiny, you're going to have to get over your butt.
And that's what a pity party is when you have an undisciplined mind and you meditate on the wrong thing over and over and over again. If you're going to throw a pity party, I give you 3 days and that's it. And after 3 days, you cut up your record player, your iPod, your MP3, and you come up with a plan.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm going to make a change, and I'm going to keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter how many times you get fired. It doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. You just go until you get it. That's the point. Are you tired yet? Some of you need to get tired. You need to be tired of what's going on in your life. Get tired of your habits. Get tired of the actions that you're putting in every day. You got to change, man, or nothing changes.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go.
Don't be a wimpy person who's afraid of everything hard.
Do not take the easy way out.
You need to walk through the mud and life guts if you ever want to get to the higher ground. That higher ground is where you look in the mirror and you have respect and you run through the work, the sweat equity of it all. And the end product is something you travel, a legacy in life that you put your signature to that means something. You're not speaking hollow words. You're backing those motherfuckers up with action.
That's what lions do. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living.
I still grind. I love to grind. If you're competing in one of my businesses, I'm going to kick your ass because I'm going to outgrind you.
You have to be willing to work in places people don't see.
While the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
There's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you can have. So make that a motivation for you.
This world ain't gonna give you what you deserve. This world gonna give you what you work for. I put that work in every single day. And when you wake up every single day and you put that work in, and yes, for some of us, it might be harder than others. Man, whatever, we do what it is we gotta do. Especially when we're desperate.
When it's not loyal to you, it doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? Then why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
Now is the time to grind. Now is the time to show the world that I was placed here for a purpose.